News via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The International Monetary Fund predicts the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year. That's worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its April report. The IMF lowered its economic forecast Wednesday as it envisions far more severe economic damage due to the novel coronavirus. For the United States, the IMF predicts that the nation's gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the United States, will plummet 8% this year. In April, it estimated a 5.9% drop of the U.S. In the U.S., COVID-19 cases continue to surge in Latin America, with the death toll surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Analysts attribute the rise in confirmed cases and deaths in the Latin American region to a combination of widespread poverty and widespread distrust of the government. They say there is also a distrust of leaders such as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who have either downplayed or dismissed the true risk of the virus and failed to impose stringent lockdowns. The U.S. imposed sanctions on five Iranian ship captains on Wednesday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the new sanctions are for transporting gasoline to Venezuela. Mnuchin calling the Iranian regime's support of Venezuela corruption unacceptable. The sanctions are part of an ongoing U.S. campaign to force Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from office. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump will host Polish President Andrzej Duda at the White House on Wednesday. The meeting comes as the Polish president finds himself locked in a surprisingly tight race for re-election. Polish voters will decide in 4 days whether the right-wing president will serve a second term in office. Duda is a close ally of President Trump and reportedly hopes the administration will announce more U.S. military assistance for Poland. Poland has expressed a need for more military support since Russia's 2014 annexation of nearby Crimea. A federal appeals court has ordered the criminal case against President Trump's former national security advisor to be dismissed. Michael Flynn had previously pleaded guilty to lying to prosecutors in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Wednesday, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said in a 2-1 ruling that the Justice Department's decision to abandon the case against Flynn settles the matter. A U.S. district judge had declined to immediately dismiss the case, deciding instead to evaluate on his own the unusual dismissal request. Happening soon in Washington, Aaron Zelensky, a career U.S. prosecutor, will testify to Congress in a case related to President Trump's friend Roger Stone. According to a prepared statement, Zelensky will claim the office leading Stone's prosecution received heavy pressure from the highest levels of the Department of Justice to ease the sentencing recommendation. Zelensky withdrew from the Stone case in protest. Stone was convicted of obstruction, witness tampering, and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. He is due to report to prison later this month. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson clashed with opposition Labour leader Keir Starmer in Parliament on Wednesday. The two sparred over the Prime Minister's strategies for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. As Johnson announced Tuesday, much of Britain will reopen next week. Starmer said local leaders do not have the proper guidance should there be a spike in cases. Johnson dismissed Starmer's criticism, saying the government had a very effective cluster-busting operation in place, and local governments understand how it works. We have more international headlines for you on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
Music.